Hi everyone, it's Jason and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Sunday, May 21st, and we are going to be heating up in a big way today. Now, all those loud clusters of showers and thunderstorms that we had moved through late yesterday afternoon, a lot of that was in association with a warm front. And that warm front has now moved well north of the region. Now, we do have some clouds and fog right now. There's a lot of low-level moisture. So this is going to take until about 9 or 10 o'clock this morning to burn off, maybe 11 o'clock if you're out across, say, the South Fork. But we are going to wind up having the sun come out, and we have a heat advisory for the five boroughs today from 12 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And we also do have an air quality alert, and that is pretty much region-wide from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. So we are going to be hazy, hot, and humid. We will turn completely sunny by later this afternoon once this fog burns off. Now, there's going to be quite a spread in temperature. The wind is going to be southwesterly. So we're looking for New York City to get into the low 90s, even warmer further inland. But we'll probably be in mid to upper 80s, much of Nassau and western Suffolk. And as you head to the immediate coastlines and also across the East End, we may very well see temperatures hold in the upper 70s. So that's where you go to get refreshed. And this will be a dry day. Now, tonight will be mostly clear. May see some patchy fog develop. We're going to have the winds going more southerly. We'll have lows in the low 70s in the city, more like the mid-60s outside of town. And then for Sunday, again, we're looking for mostly sunny conditions. We're looking for another hot day with temperatures making it into the low 90s. It will be a little breezier. It'll also be a little more humid. And again, this is going to be another setup with a southwest wind where it will be cooler south shore and across the East End. Now, late in the day, we might see an isolated shower or thunderstorm. We are going to watch a cold front come towards the region. Much of the day, if not the entirety of the day, will be dry. But then Sunday night, this cold front is going to enter the region. And we've got about a 50% chance of showers and storms with it. Some of these could be severe, especially for New York City. We'll be watching for large hail in particular, and also some strong gusty winds. They will be weakening as they come east, but parts of the region are in a marginal risk of severe weather, as per the Storm Prediction Center. And then we'll settle down into the low 60s behind that front. Monday looks like a great day as well. We won't be cranking up the heat, but we will have mostly sunny conditions, and we'll have northerly winds. We'll make it to right around our seasonal averages with highs area-wide in the low to mid-70s. So while we had our clusters of scattered showers and thunderstorms move through yesterday afternoon around the top of that building ridge, they did issue a few severe thunderstorm warnings. It was a tornado warning just west of the tri-state area, but we managed to get by without any storm reports. But that was not the case in the town of Gaylord, Michigan, yesterday afternoon, where a tornado left one person dead and injured 44 others. Now, this was a long-track tornado and did go through a shopping district. The National Weather Service first noted the tornado around 3 p.m. east of the area near Elmira before the storm tracked in. Now, lots of damage, and the Michigan State Police did tweet about trees and power lines blocking roadways, as you might expect, and multiple homes and businesses being damaged. And approximately 30 people were taken to a variety of local hospitals. That's also as per the Michigan State Police. The town did go into a curfew last night to avoid any looting and to have people sheltering in place. Now, according to poweroutages.us, about 11,000 customers were without power in that area. There was also hail the size of eggs in some places. But this is the first time Gaylord ever took a direct hit from a tornado. Their meteorologist in charge of the National Weather Service office there said that records going back to 1950, which, granted, is not as long as some other data sets, such as Central Park, for example, still show that this town had never been directly hit by a tornado. Last major severe weather event in the town was in 1998, when they had 100-mile-per-hour straight-line winds. So this was a very rare event, and many of the people probably did not know what to do. Many of the local schools had their people hiding in freezers. They didn't have tornado plans at the ready. But rest in peace to the one person who did perish in this. And this is why we have things like Severe Weather Awareness Week. You never know, even in an area that isn't prone to tornadoes, when something like this could happen. And people are still struggling there. Many of the roads are blocked by debris. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You can find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com, following us on Facebook at JC Weather NYC on Long Island, or on Patreon at JC Weather.